This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and my friend, I've been waiting to rendezvous with you right here because today we're going to keep talking about how to flourish in your senior years. And there on the cover of this series, I have these giant redwoods. I love the redwoods because they're so massive and they're so tall. And some of them are over 4,000 years old, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And my friends, the age of the redwoods has arrived. God is calling on His people to embrace longevity, and not just to get old, to be mighty as they get older. And that's why the subtitle says, Proof that God wants to use you mightily as you age and mature. Please order this 10-part series, which comes with a wonderful study guide. You really need to get this teaching down deep inside you. Now, you might say, well, you know what? I'm younger. This really doesn't have application to me. Well, you know people that are older, and you need to encourage them to embrace longevity and to be mighty as they get older. And one of these days, you're going to get older, and this is the time for you to begin to renew your mind about the more mature years in front of you. But right now, we're also offering you my book, which is called A Life Ablaze. What a great book to offer with this series, because God wants you to be ablaze clear to the end of your life. What a mistake and tragedy that people have a wonderful, fiery experience with God when they're younger, and then when they get older, it becomes a dull spiritual life. No, 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 no. God wants you to be a life ablaze all the way to the end. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, the subtitle says, 10 Simple Keys to Living on Fire for God. This book will help you know how to remain a life ablaze. But you can order all these things by going online or by giving us a call. And as I always tell you, please let us know how to pray for you. We're waiting to pray for you right now. In fact, our prayer department is one of the most exciting parts of our ministry. When I walk through that particular department of our ministry, it's like a roar coming from every direction as our prayer team is really aggressively praying for those who reach out to us. And I promise, if you reach out to us by calling the number on the screen or by sending us an email, you will not get away from us without somebody really, really fervently praying for you, and God will hear us, and Jesus will do exactly what needs to be done in your life. Amen. So call us or send us an email, but reach for your Bible, because today we're going to be looking at a lot of scriptures, and today we're going to be talking about Enoch, a man who was taken by God at 365 years of age. Wow. But when we come to Psalm 91, verse 16, and I intend to review this verse every day of this series, it says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. But notice, it's not just long life. God wants to show you his salvation. That word salvation is a package. It includes prosperity. It includes mental soundness. It includes health, which means God doesn't want you to get old and become feeble. God wants to show you his salvation. He wants you to experience the full package all the way to the end of your life. And the first of the verse says, with long life will I satisfy him. That is God crying out to you. God is saying, hey, don't check out too early. With long life, I want to satisfy you. And the word long here is from a word that speaks of length of days or longevity. The word life in Hebrew really is the word for days. As a phrase, the words long life depicts long days or a very, very, very long life. And so you understand this verse to mean with a very, very long life will I satisfy him. And the word satisfy is from a word which means to have enough. to have plenty of, or to be fully satisfied, which means you don't have to leave this earth until you're satisfied and you're ready to go. You say, Brother Rick, are you really telling the truth? That is the promise of God. The problem is people have not renewed their mind to the truth. People have wrongly believed that Psalm 90, verse 10, applies to all of us, where God was speaking to a disgruntled, disobedient generation of Israeli people. And God was saying to the Jews, I'm going to limit your life to 70 or 80 years because he didn't want them to walk around in misery in the wilderness forever. So God said, I'm going to put a cap on their age. But when the younger generation after them went into the land of promise, they lived much, much longer than 70 or 80 years. They lived until they were satisfied. So don't believe the wrong verse. You got to know who Psalm 90, verse 10 is speaking to and why God said it. That's not a verse for you. God was speaking to the disgruntled Jews, and in his mercy, he was putting a cap on their life because they were so miserable and so disobedient. That's not a verse for you to claim, but that's the verse which I heard when I was growing up in church, that God promises us 70, and if you're lucky, maybe 80 years. So when people hit about 60, they begin to think old, they begin to look old. I remember looking at my grandmother Renner thinking she is so old, and she was just 60 years old. But people back in those days really thought old, and they begin to look old, and they begin to behave old, and they all live to be about 70 or maybe 80 years. But today, people are living longer because people are renewing their mind to the fact that they can live much longer and fuller lives. But Psalm 91, verse 16 promises we can live until we are satisfied. But the blessings of long life is promised throughout Scripture. And yesterday, I gave you very important verses that promise long life to those who love God, to those who walk faithfully, and to those who obey the Word of God. But today, I want to tell you again that new studies show, and you say, Brother Rick, you've already told us this in yesterday's program. I'm going to tell you every day of this series, because I really want this to get down deep inside you. And new scientific studies show that the most productive age is from 60 to 70 years. Now, that's a different way of thinking. The most productive age is from 60 to 70 years. The second most productive age is from 70 to 80 years of life, which means when you're 70 to 80, you're in the second most productive season of your life. The third most productive stage of life is between 50 and 60 years. And it's interesting that when people are in their 50s and 60s, they're usually thinking about retirement. That is not a time to start thinking about retirement. It's good for you to prepare financially for your future. But according to these statistics, you're going to hit your peak somewhere between your 60s and your 70s. And in fact, when you're between 60 and 70, you're in the best mental stage of your life. And when you're between 70 and 80, you're in the second best mental stage of your life. But wait, there's more. The average age of Nobel Prize winners is their late 60s and early 70s. What if they surrendered and quit working earlier in life? They would have missed their best years. The average age of presidents of large corporations is in their 60s. The average age of the pastors of the 100 largest churches in the world is 71. Think of how many pastors retire earlier and they miss their best years. The average age of the 100 largest churches in the world, the pastors, are 71. The average age of popes, when they become popes, age 78. Wow. And the best years of your life, according to all these statistics, are between 60 and 80 years. And I want to say that at age 60, you begin to reach your potential, and it continues into your 80s. Now, if you're over 60 years, you should embrace that by faith and declare, wow, the best is yet to come. My friends, we're told in Mark chapter 9 that we receive what we believe. So we need to make sure we're believing the right thing. And I say the first 30 years of our life is our time to learn. The second 30 years of our life is our time to do. It's time to work. And the last 30 years of our life is the moment where we're to impart to others and help others, which means we ought to shoot for about 90 years. But age makes us better, and it gives us more time for growth. And it is a grave mistake for older people to believe they're irrelevant due to their age. What a lie of the devil. You finally know what you're doing. You've lived all your life. You have wisdom. You understand what's right, what's wrong. And now you're telling yourself that you're irrelevant due to age. And it is so tragic that people move off the playing field and sit on the sidelines before they reach the age that holds the greatest anointing and the greatest revelation and the greatest season of productivity for their life. And we're told in Psalm 84, verse 7, that God's plan is for us to go from strength to strength, not from strength to weakness, not from strength to sickness, not from strength to being feeble. God's greatest plan for us, according to Psalm 84, verse 7, is to go from strength to strength. And finally, in our time, people are beginning to change the way they think about age. Part of this is due to diet. Part of this is due to cosmetic surgery. Part of this is just different because people are living longer and they're changing the way they think. They want to be relevant much longer. But finally, the perspective of age is beginning to change. And as a result, many people really are living longer lives. They really are. All around us today is a cloud of contemporary witnesses who've long run races and who are still running strong and serving robustly into years way beyond what others consider to be the norm. I even look around me at some of the fellow preachers and people on TV, and my goodness, some of them are really getting older. And guess what? They're robust. They are vibrant. I think about Brother Copeland. Brother Copeland can run circles around people. That man is so robust. And I could make a very, very long list. And what an example they are to us. And today we're surrounded by examples, contemporary examples of people that are living longer, vibrant, and robust lives, and they're setting the standard for the rest of us. I say amen. I say thank you to every one of them for the example which they are giving us. And because of their remarkable examples, we are now seeing that it really is possible to live a long and strong race and become more valuable and usable to the very end of our life with God's grace upon us. So don't buy into the lie. It is a lie that God only promised you 70 and maybe, if you're lucky, 80 years of life. And the truth is, if you aim only for 70 or 80 years, that's probably what you'll get. But if you shoot for a longer life, maybe 90 or 100 and 120 years, you'll come a lot closer to it. So your aim, my friend, is very, very important. You need to stay spiritually vibrant, physically fit, engaged in God-given relationships, and on track with God's Word and God's Spirit. All of these factors are vital for longevity. And remember, Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believeth. So you need to make sure you're believing the right thing. If you believe for a short life, that's probably what you'll have. If you believe for a long life until you're satisfied, you'll come a lot closer to it. But my friends, this is so very important that we also take care of ourselves. You know, that's a big factor. If you don't eat right, if you don't move, you're going to become immobile. You've got to take care of yourself. And we're told in Mark 12, verse 30, Jesus quoting the Old Testament, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." So your heart's got to be in good shape. "With all thy soul," that's your mind. "With all thy mind," that, so here you have your mind and your spirit, "and all thy strength," that is your body. You've got to take care of your whole being if you're going to live a long life. But let's look at the example of Enoch, because Enoch lived a very long life and really hit his peak at age 365. So let's go to Genesis chapter 5, verse 18, where the name Enoch first shows up in the Bible. And it says, "Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch," that was his son. The name Enoch means to teach or to correct, and we know that during Enoch's time, he tried to bring a correction to a generation that was really experiencing very dark, nefarious activities. But when you come to Genesis chapter 5, verse 21, it tells us more about Enoch. It says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah." So he was 65 years old when his son Methuselah was born. And the name Methuselah also had a prophetic meaning. It means when he dies, it will come. And it meant that his name declared that when he died, that's when judgment would come. God had told that to Enoch. But as long as Methuselah lived, judgment would be restrained. But again, the longevity of Methuselah's life demonstrated God's forbearance and not wish to judge the human race. But the Bible goes on to tell us in Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 to 24, "And Enoch walked with God, and after he begat Methuselah, he lived another 300 years, and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years." So he lived 365 years. And then the Bible importantly tells us, "And Enoch walked with God." Now, wait a minute. You remember what we saw in yesterday's program? If you obey the word of God, if you walk faithfully, you will prolong your days. Well, this verse says, "He walked with God and was not, for God took him." Walking with God prolonged his days, but not only that, at the age of 365 years, he experienced something no one else had ever experienced. It says God took him. What happened to Enoch? Well, in Genesis 5, verse 24, we have the first recorded rapture in the Bible. People who today mock the idea of a rapture don't know Scripture, because the first rapture that took place in Scripture occurred in the life of Enoch when God literally raptured him, or God caught him away into heaven. And in fact, Enoch never died. He is still alive to this day, which means even though his son Methuselah lived to be 969 years and then died, Enoch never died. So he's the longest man to ever live. He is still in heaven in his physical body, about 5,000 years old. But when you come to Hebrews 11, verse 5, it tells us about a wake-up moment in Enoch's life. It says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." But notice the word translation shows up three times in this verse. He was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, in all three instances, the word translation means to translate or to transfer. He was literally translated or transferred from the earth realm into the heavenly realm. And the Bible says he was not found. The word "not" in Greek is the word "ouk," the most emphatic form of the word "no." The word "found," the Greek word "heurisko," which means a discovery made after a very long process of researching, which means when the Bible says Enoch was not found, they were searching, they were looking, they were investigating, they emphatically could not find him. He disappeared because God took him. He was translated, and the Bible says that before he had this testimony, the word "before," the Greek word "pro," which means before or earlier, and it implies Enoch had a word from God earlier in his life that he would never taste death. And Enoch had stood on that word from God. God spoke to him. And he waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. He may have wondered, will this ever come to pass? But he walked with God. He stayed in faith. And finally, at the age of 365 years, that word came to pass in his life. And this verse also implies that Enoch may have suffered some verbal abuse from people who laughed at him for believing he would never taste death. The word "testimony" in verse 5 describes a testimony in a court of law. It's where we get the word for a martyr, which is one who suffers unjustly for what he believes. And it implies that Enoch may have suffered skepticism from those who heard him declare that he would never die. They may have even laughed at him, but the verse says he pleased God. Wow. Methuselah, his son, lived to be 969 years. Then he died in the flesh. But as I said, Enoch is much older because he was transferred. He was translated into heaven. The word that God promised him at a younger age was only fulfilled when he hit 365 years. And Enoch holds the record for the longest life ever lived. He is still alive in his physical body in heaven, over 5,000 years old. And Enoch's role in Scripture is so profound that the Jews identify him as the first prophet in Scripture. And in fact, he was so in sync with the Spirit of God that he could see into the future and actually saw the coming of Jesus, which is described in Jude, verse 14 and 15, which says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Which means Enoch was so in sync with God by the age of 365 that he could see nearly 5,000 years into the future, to the end of the age, to this time frame that is directly in front of us when Jesus is going to come with 10,000 of his saints. But think about it. He didn't really hit his peak till he was 365. He didn't even give birth to Methuselah with his wife until he was 65. He lived another 300 years after that, and those next 300 years were the most godly, profitable, productive years of his life. God used him to try to bring correction to a generation. And finally, at the age of 365 years old, God's promise to him was fulfilled that he would never taste of death, and God took him. Now, what in the world does this have to do with you? It tells me that if you will align yourself with the Word of God and stand by it and refuse to move into retreat, if you'll continue forward in faith, a great reward is still ahead of you. It doesn't matter how old you are. So, if God has made a promise to you that has not been fulfilled, yet you're getting older, it's not time for you to give up. It's time for you to stay in faith and say, "God, I'm not checking out. I'm not leaving this planet until I have seen the fulfillment of your promise to me." You need to press in and believe God is going to keep his promise to you, and the best season is in front of you. I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you.
The Lord promises to satisfy us with long life and salvation, so we can rest assured aging is not something to dread. If you're not satisfied with your life is not over. God will speak to you and use you at any age, so don't throw in the towel. Learn how to live a long, satisfying life with Rick's series, How to Flourish in Your Senior Years. This series teaches what God's promise of longevity really means and takes a closer look at the lives of Enoch, who was taken by God at 365 years of age. Noah, who started building the ark at 500 years of age. Sarah, who became a mother at 90 years of age. Moses, who launched into ministry at 80 years of age. John the Apostle, who received new revelation at more than 90 years of age, and many more. This encouraging 10-part series is available in digital or physical format, starting at just $20. We're also offering you Rick's book, A Life Ablaze. With this book, you will learn how to keep the fire of God alive in your life, as well as what the condition of your spiritual life is right now. In it, Rick teaches about 10 different kinds of fuel you need to stay spiritually ablaze for years to come. This life-changing book can be yours for just $25. Don't miss this bundle of the series, How to Flourish in Your Senior Years, and the book, A Life Ablaze. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code to order. Call or go online today.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and I am in Tulsa, and look who's with me. This is part of our Tulsa staff. Around the whole world, we have about 300 employees that work in this ministry, and that is amazing to me. Just look what the Lord has done, and we're reaching people all over the world in our various offices, but this is the Tulsa team, and they are heroes, and they work every day in this building to minister to you by sending you resources, taking your calls, praying for you, and we're praying people, aren't we?
Yes.
We really are praying people. But God gave us this facility,
and we're trying to pay it off. And now we've already paid off 87%. We call it the Ministry Expansion Project because once we're finished paying this debt off, it's going to free finances so we can take the trusted teaching of the Bible even further to the ends of the earth, and that's our call. And if you're already a member of the giving team to help us retire the debt on this building, I just want to say thank you, and we all say thank you to you. And if you're not a part of the giving team yet, I invite you today to join our giving team to help us retire the debt. It's really not about retiring the debt, it's about releasing finances so we can take the trusted teaching of the Bible to more people that are crying out for it. So thank you for being a part of the team, and please pray about joining our ministry team to retire the debt on this facility.
Today we have seen that Enoch hit his peak when he was 365 years old. That's when he became the most productive. He had the greatest revelation, the greatest experience with God. And my friend, I'm telling you, God has revelation. He has insight. He has anointing for you in your future. And if you die too earlier, you'll never reach what God has for you. And if God's made a promise to you that's not been fulfilled yet, don't give up just because you've gotten a little older. It's time for you to press in and say, hey, I'm not leaving planet Earth until I have received the manifestation of what God has promised me. Amen. And be sure to order the series called How to Flourish in Your Senior Years and the study guide that goes with it. And be sure to also order the book called A Life Ablaze. You can order all these things by going online or give us a call. And please, please let us know how to pray for you because we're waiting to pray for you right now. In fact, I want you to put your hand on your heart. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Our best season is not behind us. It is in front of us. Help us determine that we're not going to leave planet Earth until we're satisfied and until we have experienced everything you've promised to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you tomorrow. It's going to really be good. But until then, please remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity. This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.